Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to Tribe Talk. It's episode 58. It's our weekly chat about Bridgeport Indians athletics as we continue to preview our winter sports, which are just about all underway. We got wrestling kicking off this weekend. Boys basketball also scheduled to be in action coming up on Saturday, weather permitting, down at Chapmanville Regional. So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on. Girls basketball has got a few games under their belts. Swimming's also had a couple of events. So we are underway here as we close in on the holiday season. Coming up on episode 58, we're going to talk with the head wrestling coach at Bridgeport High School. Dr. Chris Courtney will join us here in just a moment to preview this coming weekend's Max Hortz tournament over in Berkeley Springs and what he's expecting with a refreshed and rebuilt and very deep Bridgeport wrestling roster this year. So that is our focus on this episode. And we're joined now by Dr. Courtney. And Chris, just give me a thought here as we head into yet another season upon us this coming weekend. And as I mentioned, the numbers, a very deep roster. So shaping up to be a good year.
Yeah, the numbers have been the highest they've been in the past. We're up to, the first day we had 39 kids sign up. And we actually did our weight certification that day. And then we've had a few tail off, but I think we're resting right at 35 wrestlers.
Yeah, that's great. And Chris, do you have a theory? I mean, is there a thought? Is youth wrestling participation numbers up kind of across the board?
I think across the board in Harrison County, I think the schools overall are up. But I do think getting the middle school into the wrestling facility, kind of seeing what we do, how we train, I think that's been a very good help. And of course, Mike Mason and Robbie Root, they were coaches last year for the middle school. They did a great job of keeping a core group of kids together, because I think 17 of them were freshmen that rolled in this year.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I'm curious your thoughts on the sport of wrestling. I know what it's meant to you and your brother Ryan, and you mentioned Mike Mason, who obviously his pedigree speaks for itself, and also Robbie Root. As you look back over the evolution of wrestling, particularly at the prep level, where have you seen the advancements? Have wrestlers gotten bigger, stronger? Has the sport grown just from a skill level standpoint?
I do think it's grown from skill level. I think it's social media promotes it. Kids, families are out there. They're out there showing wins or showing celebrations. I think that helps. I can't put a finger on it of why it became so popular. Because if you really look through a lot of the youth programs, those programs are packed in. In some counties they have multiple youth programs. So is it starting young and it's retaining better? That part, there's also the female component to it. Yep. That increases numbers. I'll say it's perplexing. Now, it does remind me when we were wrestling youth, I mean, we had large peewee programs, and those programs stuck together all the way through middle school and high school.
It's good news because, as we know, participation with our youth, particularly coming out of COVID, is dropping off in a lot of sports. You can indicate just a couple where the numbers are going up, and, wrestling, at least in our area, seems to be one of those. So that's good. I always say that, hopefully the kids are doing something, that they enjoy and are passionate about.
Oh yeah, and that's a good sport to be doing something with. I mean, it's one of those that teaches you life lessons along with mat lessons. But it gives you all the right things that kids need as they grow.
So, what's your expectations this year? I know it's always a good jumping off point when you've got a Division I Power Four verbal on your team, and also with Eli, and then of course with John Knight also. He's also verbal to a Division II wrestling program. So that's a pretty good start.
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful start. Those two are great kids. fantastic athletes, wrestlers, and you know, I when you have that in your room, you want to kind of turn to those kids like that and say, hey, we need you to lead the way here and show them what it takes to get there. And so I'm excited because, you know, the 17 freshmen. I remember kind of when Ryan and I kind of first jumped into this, we had a core group, you know, that was centered around my son and his friends. Mm-hmm. And that core group became good friends. They also good competitors in the room. And that kind of gave us a little jump start to Bridgeport wrestling, or kind of a rebirth of Bridgeport wrestling. I mean, it didn't get the jump start like we got now, but it is a fun year when they're learning and winning as we go along.
Yeah, and Chris, as you mentioned, huge freshman class, so I know that that's always exciting to be able to watch, you know, some of these ninth graders, you know, grow this year and kind of maybe identify a few of those guys that will be the next Knights, if you will.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be more revealing after this weekend. But the kids in the room, their talents, from Robbie Root, Tyler Mason, Mason Thorpe, and then our Smith boy. Those guys come with a good wrestling knowledge already. They have a good basis. So it's going to be fun to take that basis and apply it to a high school level of wrestling and see how they handle it. I think they're going to receive it well, but see how they handle it. Everybody handles things differently.
Yeah, and Chris, a lot of familiar names. I mentioned the Knights, but if you look at your roster, and it's available at BridgeportIndians.com, Indians football fans will notice a lot of guys, including, you know, Braden Yates, who was the starting center this past year. And it's always, you know, looking back to even when I was in high school, you know, some of the best football players that I went to school with were also wrestlers. I mean, if you look at two sports that have the most commonality and help each other, it's participation in those two sports.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, center of gravity, the functional training, those are really big. They don't hurt each other. Mm-hmm. I think I was always told once, you know, wrestling complements football. It's not like football complements wrestling a lot, but it's a mindset of those two sports mm-hmm. that go well together.
Finally, give me a thought on the schedule. You mentioned this weekend. You got the Max Hortz tournament coming up this weekend, but always, you guys always put together a really challenging regular season to get your guys ready for the postseason. Tell me a couple of highlights you're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, so it didn't change. It didn't change much from the past. We are heavy with tournaments, individual tournaments. In other words, you get a bracketed tournament. That's how we've always believed that you if you're going to win the state tournament, you're going to win it through a bracketed tournament. But we do have some dual tournaments coming up. Like this, actually, Max Hortz tournament is a very competitive tournament. In the past, 32 teams. Uniquely, this is the 41st annual of that. This is the first year they're going to a duels format. So that's going to be it's going to be fun for us now because we're going to take kids to fill all the weight classes.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be fun to compete in the realm of a team. And then we still hit the winner's choice. We still the SAZs. Mm-hmm. We go to Williamstown Rumble. Those are all tough tournaments, and they come back to back to back.
Yeah, and this is and relatively a quick season too. That's the other thing about wrestling is you guys kind of click these off pretty quickly, and you know you get into mid February and it's postseason time, which is understandable because it's a very grueling sport. So it's a good thing that these guys can get rested and get through the season and they get to the postseason in February. So really looking forward to it. You mentioned there that you know it's refreshing that this year. I know in past years you've had some difficulty with the numbers, you know, getting guys entered at certain weight divisions. But this year you've got a nice little deep roster to choose from and going to be fun to watch how these veterans perform, certainly, but also see how these young kids come along throughout the year.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Chris.
Absolutely.
Yep. Appreciate it, buddy.
I appreciate you having me on the show. Yeah.
Thanks, Doc. We'll do the whip around when we come back.
Black Friday deals are bigger and better at Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Clarksburg. All new Ram 1500s. 0% financing for 72 months. That's incredible. New Grand Cherokees, 0% financing for 60 months. New Wranglers, up to $8,500 off the MSRP. Plus, grab up to 125% of KBB for your trade. New ownership, improved processes, better deals.
Better deals.
Better deals. Time means a better buy. Black Friday sales event, Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com. See dealer for details.
All right, let's get you updated on what's been going on. Girls high school basketball at Bridgeport High School is already heading into game number 4 of the season. So the girls kicked off the year at the Fairmont Senior Mixer last week, fell to the Class AA defending state champion Charleston Catholic 49-30. Also lost on Saturday to University 62-28, but came back with a strong effort on Tuesday night at home and kicked off a home portion of the schedule with an impressive 47-24 win over the Huskies of North Marion, a team that won a state championship just 2 seasons removed. So good win there on Tuesday night. Ladies will look to build on that coming up as they head to RCB's weekend get-together. They will take on Kaiser at 5:45 on Friday and then scheduled to face the Blue Devils of St. Mary's on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, again at Bird Gymnasium. All right, we mentioned wrestling. They're at Berkeley Springs this weekend. Swimming was also in the pool on Wednesday night at Philip Barber. Coming up this weekend, aside from girls basketball, it is supposed to be the season kickoff for Dave Marshall in the defense of the Class AAA state title for the Bridgeport Indians at Chapmanville. And in the preseason poll, that would be a 1-2 matchup. Bridgeport, the number one team in the preseason poll. Chapmanville, number 2. That game is scheduled for 2:30. Again, weather permitting, it's calling for some snow in the area on Saturday. So we'll see if Bridgeport can safely make the trip down to Chapmanville. If not, and that game would get postponed, then Bridgeport's boys would officially kick off the season coming up on Friday, December the 19th, by hosting the Polar Bears of Fairmont Senior. But we'll update you on that on next week's podcast. That's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week on Tribe Talk.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.